This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker in Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit launching. Infocatusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you are angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk Radio. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light with the aggression and anger it deserves. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone, even if I have to disguise who I am to do it. Waiting for my co-host to call in. Yeah, allow me to introduce him, when he calls in. Glenn Z is founder of We Are Change New Jersey and is a synchromystic scholar. He educates the people of his community of Jersey City with street actions and culture jamming. I am honored to have him as a co-pilot as we drop info nukes on the enemy. Today's topic is the media has been used to mind control the masses for many years. They use many tactics such as product placement, predictive programming, image building, misinformation, damage control to sway the public to a certain view. This is called cultural indoctrination. This gives the illusion that a lie is true and it is it's a popular one, and to disagree with it is wrong. But before we start, since today is the holidays, enjoy this Christmas commercial.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizen's Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
And as always, we start every show with a prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, rule of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, if you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that, You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend X. Amen. We're going to start the topic off with, as far as cultural indoctrination, as far as mind control in the media, with product placement. What is product placement, you might ask? Product placement in television and movies has been around for a while. Seeing a real-life product in a movie helps to give the movie a sense of realism. Usually these products are subtle. A can of Coke seen when a refrigerator door is opened, a box of Cheerios on the breakfast table, others, however, in your face, up close and personal. Some are so obvious it seems the producer simply had the screenwriter leave a blank in the script and sold the spot to the highest bidder. This process is subtle and works partly by indicating what's popular or what's cool. Popularity is a magnet. It attracts. Movies, TV programs, cartoons, pop songs don't tell us what to think, but infer from them what is popular and what other people think. Each appearance of a leading brand like Coke, Nike, or BMW reaffirms its star status and helps maintain its leadership image. If smaller brands can afford enough payola for appearances, they can propel themselves into the limelight and become emerging stars. For example, like in the movie Demolition Man, they kept talking about Taco Bell, that it won the fast food restaurant wars, and it had nothing to do with the movie whatsoever. All the restaurants were Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. If you may remember the movie Men in Black, in fact, it was also in Will Smith's song for Men in Black, Part 1. We got the black Ray-Bans on, or Ray-Bans were the ones that helped shield their eyes from the effects of the neuralizer. I know when that movie came out, I wanted to get me a pair of Ray-Bans and a black suit and black shoes. I had the whole Men in Black thing going with the black suit, black Ray-Bans, black shoes, black tie, white shirt, looking like a Men in Black busting Mexicans. I mean aliens. I mean, same difference. So, I mean, product placement works. It puts in your mind that, wow, this is cool. If that star is drinking that drink or eating that or smoking that brand or doing whatever with a specific brand, oh, well, it has to be good. It's cool. It's the hip thing to do. Oh, look, she's wearing Manolo Blahniks. Manolo Blahniks in that movie or that TV show Sex in the City, I'm pretty sure Manolo Blahniks or Jimmy Choo Shoes, whatever women wear on their feet fucking nowadays, that movie helped propel those products over the top. You can see how successful certain product placements are very successful to use when it to use in certain use. Okay. If I could read this product placement news, this is from November 27, 2009. Product placement auction from Brand and Entertainment. Brand and Entertainment, the Los Angeles-based brand integration company, will be hosting a live integration auction in Christie's, New York. The company will give the highest bidders exclusive packages on television, webisodes, graphic novels. Wow. Movies and plays. The company has already invited top names from advertising agencies to attend the auction, where film studios, recording companies, and independent producers will offer brand integration opportunities. With the ever-growing list of media options, the advertising world has been seeking a way to easily integrate their brands across today's myriad of content offerings while keeping an eye on maximizing value, explained Rolf Albach, CEO of Brand Entertainment. However, this is also a downside to this auction. Branded entertainment deals are tedious. Most of these deals take months to make. That's why it will be interesting how buyers will respond to on-the-spot purchasing. branded and entertainment representatives say that the offerings will be vast. They will be offering product placements for films, TV shows, and even webisodes. Wow, I actually this article kind of reminds me. Yes, I do. Whenever you read a comic, there were certain brands like Spider-Man would be eating Cheerios or Wolverine would be smoking a specific brand of cigars, and these were real products. In fact, in the background, they would actually have either a Pepsi like billboard there. You know, had nothing to do with it. It could have been Zippo's soda or something, whatever. You know, name a stupid naming sounding drink here, and boom, it would have worked out. But they, So, I mean, you see that companies actually want their product out there. They'll actually put their product in any and all media outlets. Like, So, yeah, it's easy to get into someone's head with that. Damn it. Where the fuck is he? Holy shit on a stick. Where the hell is he? Yeah, alright, I'm gonna try to call my co-host, see if he, what's going down. We're gonna, we got Only Sim up in here, talking about, mind control, as far as, using advertising to convince people what's going on. If you want to call in, hey, if anybody wants to call in, this is a very interactive show. This is the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
There we go. So product placement. We're gonna see what kind of products have you seen in movies and stuff like that. We're gonna take a quick break while I try to locate my co-host because, here, let me, get the news, we'll play this, and then this, and then that, and yeah. And we'll be right back after these messages.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms, regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Thanks for locking it in and giving us a listen. And also, if you're downloading us, thanks for downloading. Feel free. We're on iTunes and Zune. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're in the process of getting an actual logo put together, so that way, so that way you can find us easier. We're talking about mind control in the media as they use, it seems like they use marketing to get ideas across. We just finished talking about product placement on how they convince people to buy shit that they really don't need. We're gonna go into image building because we actually seen a lot of examples, or actually one big ass example of an image building when it comes to Barack Insane Obama. Get it? Insane? Oh shit! I'm gonna kill myself now. Hold on. Where is it? Alrighty, yeah, that wasn't funny. Even I said, okay. Also known as brand building, you want to make your product, service, or candidate look good despite skeletons in the closet? They do this by creating brand loyalty. Ever since I was a boy, I have always drank Pepsi Cola. To this day, I drink Pepsi Cola. I feel it tastes better than Coca-Cola. Pepsi has less carbonation burn and a sweeter taste. I also like how Pepsi gears its product to my age demographic. Pepsi markets its product to the youth of the world throughout its 105-year history. Through slogans like 1984's Pepsi's The Choice of a New Generation and 1993's slogan Be Young, Have Fun, Drink Pepsi. What other slogans have you can think about? How has Obama built his image to inspire brand loyalty? Yes, brand loyalty to a person. You know that symbol? That symbol that he used instead of the American flag, that symbol, you know, you think it's unique, it's hip, and it stays fresh in the mind. He marketed himself, well, not just him, but his handlers marketed Obama to the younger generation. He utilized the internet, the social networks to basically get his support, and he spoke a message saying change, and since Bush was made so unpopular, change, oh wow, he's black, oh he must be hip, oh he has all these people endorsing Obama, all these rappers, all these stars endorsing him, wow, this is cool. He had the symbol. A lot of music artists started making music about him, making himself hip and seem cool to the younger generation. He's really spoken to the young people, and this has helped build his image, build his brand, the Obama brand. So now, whatever he says goes because, oh, he's hip. It's wrong to go against Obama because Obama's cool. Jay-Z endorsed Obama. All these rappers that I listen to endorse Obama. This becomes a personality cultist. That happens here. Oh man, I miss my co-host. I got oosh. So I mean, I actually wrote a paper for college about brand loyalty. A lot of people do have brand loyalty, even though his approval rating is slipping. He still has a lot of rabid supporters. But I mean, really, the definition of brand loyalty is brand loyalty in marketing consists of a consumer's commitment to repurchase or otherwise continue using the brand, and can be demonstrated by repeated buying of a product or service or other positive behavior such as word-of-mouth advocacy. Brand loyalty is more than simple repurchasing, however. Customers may repurchase a brand due to situational constraints such as vendor lock-in, a lack of viable alternatives, or out of convenience. I mean, really think how Obama has used brand loyalty in that way. He made the other guy seem like, hey, you look, Bush sucked, this guy sucked, yeah, I'm better. Which, I mean, it really made the whole presidential race a sort of popularity contest. It almost didn't matter that he had jack shit to offer. Such loyalty is referred to as spurious loyalty. True brand loyalty exists when the customers have a high relative attitude toward the brand, which is then exhibited through repurchase behavior. The type of loyalty can be a great asset to the firm. Customers are willing to pay higher prices than may cost less to serve and bring new customers to the firm. For example, if Joe has brand loyalty to Company A, he will purchase Company A's product even if Company B's are cheaper and or of a higher quality. Rumble. I mean, look, how many candidates had higher quality? I could name probably two off the top of my head. Cynthia McKinney, Ron Paul. Better, way better than Obama. Could have done a better job. Ron Paul especially would have done a better job than Obama. So we're gonna take another quick break while we regroup here, because it's getting kind of awkward me just talking to my fucking self. So here we go. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shot Radio Show sent you.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crowd Shot Radio Show.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combat, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
He's Barack Obama. He's on to save the day.
Yes, he can. Yes,
he can save the
world.
Here I
belong.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
Terror to Maho!
Master of War! Hey, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Finally, I got my co-host, my co-pilot, in the plane called the Enola Gay, dropping info nukes on the enemy. How you doing, Glenn Z? Hello? Is this thing on? Oi. Okay. Alrighty, we're having some technical issues going on. Well, to just recap what was going on. We first started with product placement on how product placement in many movies, comics, music. They'll mention a certain brand, a certain product in there, and it's usually big business, and it convinces people to buy. And we also got into image building, where they build up a person's image, no matter what type of person they are, or they'll build a brand image, which helps build their brand loyalty, like in the case of Obama with his little Obama sigil, which is a sigil. It's not just a circle meaning Obama with American flag in it. It really is a sigil, as broken down by my co-host Glenn Z, as he proves that it says New World Order, NWO type sigil. Which that's a lot of what the New World Order does. They'll put a certain idea, a certain theme in a movie or in a show, which we're actually going to get into it as soon as my co-host figures out his technical issues. We're going to be going into predictive programming, which his movie is all about, is predictive programming. And I'll just go into that when he's on here. But, New World Order does use that to get you used to an idea, thinking an idea is cool. Like, in the case of the swine flu vaccine, they'll sell it to the, I'm getting threatened right now. Oh, God. That's hilarious. Anyways, yeah, we got that going. Somebody's threatening me with God. Threatening me. I hope Jesus is gonna come down and kick ass. For what? Yeah. And he's just gonna ignore the other shit that's going on. Alright, yeah. Just because you say so. God, people are just nuts. People are nuts. But while I'm waiting, I don't want to freaking get into the topics yet until my co-host is back on. But wanted to mention something that's been going on with me over the weekend. I was having a great weekend with my family for Thanksgiving weekend. Till I started getting emails about my interview with Shirley Phelps Roper. Yes, I had to say a couple words. I did have to say faggot in order to convince her and sell the idea that I was agreeing with her. Which I didn't say I agreed with her. If people would actually listen to the interview, they would hear me saying, "Oh crap, oh my god, oh shit," you know, just reacting to what her stupidity. I'm sorry I had to, I probably offended some people, I'm sorry I offended people with the way I spoke, but I had to convince her a certain way. I had to convince her, or else if I would have said, "Oh, how dare you say that about gays, you know, gay people are good," you know, if I would have started defending gays, she would have hung up, and boom, end of interview. It's so easy for people to criticize when they don't do radio shows. It is so easy to fuck up a radio show when you don't prepare. I took an entire weekend, me and my co-host, Glenn Z, writing down questions. So, going through a play-by-play on how we're going to keep her on. I invited 3 homosexual men to come on. George from New York. Bush Crime Family, who has been on the show many occasions and knows when I do the show. And my friend Casper Leach from Time for Hemp. Unfortunately, Bush Crime Family decided to start attacking me. And, I don't know, there was a certain mix-up. He didn't get my message. I don't know what went wrong, but 2 of the 3 men that I invited to come on to actually go after her. Hold on, we got a caller. How you doing?
How you doing? You still got my other screen name in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get that rid of that one, because it's not letting me log in.
Okay.
I have to log in using guest pin.
Alright, this is what you want to do. Are you using TalkShoe Pro?
I'm using Gizmo 5.
No, TalkShoe Pro. Are you logged into the TalkShoe Pro interface?
No, not yet.
Okay, you need to get into the TalkShoe Pro interface and you click hang up. You, like, left click on your name and you scroll down and you see hang up. And they should do that for you.
So I don't know if I have TalkShoe Pro. Anyway, I'll just use this for now.
Right. So, yeah, we got enemy combatant.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, that seems to be happening a lot with our show.
Am I coming through muffled, clear? How's it coming through?
A little bit muffled. I hear myself coming back to me.
Is this better?
Yeah.
All right, I tilted the microphone a little bit higher.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, we were, did you hear anything I was saying?
A little bit. I don't know how far you went, though.
Yeah, just to recap again, first started off with product placement. Do you have any comments when it comes to product placement?
It's probably the number one thing that corporations do.
Mm-hmm.
Best example of it that comes to mind is Mike Myers in Wayne's World when they're talking about Pizza Hut and joking about corporate logos and sponsorship.
Yeah.
But at the same time, getting you to buy Pizza Hut.
Exactly.
It's a very common technique, and we see it a lot more and more in movies that we watch today. And most people don't even notice it. That's how good they are sometimes. But it is there. If you perk up your ears and open your eyes a little bit, you'll start to see it everywhere.
Well, I also made the point that they also use, remember that movie, Men in Black? I got sold on getting me some fake Ray-Ban sunglasses, but, and a black suit, black tie, black shoes. You know, I thought the old black look was the shit. I got sold on that. And hell, I still rock.
Well, that's who they are. They are the Order of Death. They are the Men in Black, the New World Order.
Right. Right, and here I am running around thinking I'm fighting aliens, and here I am kicking out Mexicans out the country. Like, hey, get out! What are you doing? I'm the Men in Black. I fight aliens. No. So yeah, and also
the borders are wide open.
Exactly. I failed. My bad. It's my fault. It's the American people's fault that this nation is crashing. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. I have to freaking, you know what? This is the shit that's really pissing me off. I have to freaking be like, I'm being sarcastic, or else there's gonna be people freaking marching in front of my house saying, calling me homophobic.
Alright, well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Jesus Christ. There really is no freedom of speech anymore. There is freedom of speech, but if you don't agree with their freedom of speech, they will, they shit all over you. You have to be careful with what you say. Why? If I'm not saying, hey, let's march the Jews in an oven, I think I'm fine. I'm not calling for the extermination of any specific group of people. Jesus Christ. Anyways,
and the New World Order isn't run by Jews, people. These bankers are beyond religion, borders, nations, you know, beliefs. Their only belief is getting richer and controlling you and dominating you if they can't kill you. Altogether.
Exactly. I mean, they're going to always need slaves. So, I mean, hey, you know, some of us might still be alive. So, if you don't want to do anything about it, if you want to continue eating your burgers and buying their shit and be completely broke. I mean, I went to Walmart. My skin was burning. Because, unfortunately, that's how people are forced to pinch their pennies and they go to Walmart. Which is another thing, it goes along with this whole predictive programming, with this whole brand loyalty, image building and stuff. Mm-hmm. Cause this is where my family, they go, this is where they do their grocery shopping. Cause they could get a soda that I buy for $2.25 here, they're selling for $1. And they were kind of laughing at me because I'm like, I didn't want to eat anything from Walmart. And they were like, oh, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you know, Walmart has, they use Chinese slave labor, right? They're like, yeah. That shit got mercury. I'm not eating bread made from China. I'm sorry.
Literally made out of Chinese slaves. The blood and tears.
Yes, exactly.
And the Kool-Aid for flavoring.
Exactly. Some aspartame and shit. It's like, I kept asking the store employees, excuse me, sir, where can I purchase my white trash black belt? But it's sad that, you know, during this Black Friday, this is probably some sort of trickery going on, but I mean, I was noticing that there were a lot of people buying stuff. And I kept thinking, what's the catch? Why there's so many people purchasing? Why are the stores so packed in a recession? I really started to question if they're...
But it's not a recession. It's a depression. But the people don't admit either one of those. The people are just interested in getting a flat-screen TV. It's funny you should mention this, Louis, because I have a similar anecdote where people... We're coming out of a Best Buy, and I was doing a solo street action, giving out DVDs like they were vaccines to the uninformed public.
Right.
And technically that's called soliciting, because they don't want anyone promoting stuff on their property on behalf of their customers. And
even though you're not selling anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just thinking to myself, what do these people really need all these TVs for, you know, these, and people are like coming out with like three of these at a time, like no joke. People.
I believe you. I mean, at the Walmart,
at Target, people were actually swinging boxes of TVs at each other.
Yeah,
to get those people out of the way.
I know. I mean, I believe you because I was at the Walmart I was at in Elizabeth, New Jersey. People were buying like 10. I saw this one dude with a pallet full of 10 LCD screen TVs, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking, what kind of recession are we in? Are we really in a recession? I mean, look, I'm not, and folks, again, I have to freaking clarify before they fucking protest in front of my house. Yes, there is. I do believe that there is a recession. I do believe that this country isn't financial crisis, but I was like seriously tempted to ask one of these guys, where did you get the idea that?
The media says that we need to help save the economy by shopping for crap we don't need,
exactly.
Which in fact is burdening our debt. We should actually be saving money and not spending it on this junk. And the whole point of my anecdote there, Louis, was the same as your point, basically. What are these people going to do with all these televisions? And I even made the joke, as this Hispanic family is coming out of Best Buy, you know, the scraggly old grandma with them, and the whole family, it's like a whole family affair. You know, it's a big deal. And I'm like, these people don't even know what to do with this television. They're probably going to use it as a table.
What you trying to say?
But because you were saying, like, people coming out with, like, 10 televisions. What are they going to do with all these televisions? They're just going to end up hanging them on the wall and just going to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that kind of scares me. I mean, it's like, damn, man, all these people, they're going to go broke. But actually, I was having this conversation with Benny Carnero the other day, one of your biggest friends, Glenn. He says that, you know, this...
Let the
hate is hate. He was like... He said something kind of profound, and I was like, you know, that could be it. These people are buying shit on credit still. Most of these people are not using cash. They're using credit.
So, I got the stimulus check. Oh, Obama's gonna help me. Oh, I don't have to pay my mortgage ever again. Oh.
Exactly. I mean, and that's exactly it. These people, pretty soon they're literally going to have to pay the piper. As soon as that bill comes around in January, and they're like, oh shit, I'm even deeper in the hole. I should have saved my money.
Especially if this climate tax, you know, despite all the global warming hype that's been debunked through this latest scandal. Climate gate, you know, when that passes, if that passes, the global warming tax, carbon tax, then we're definitely screwed. We're going to be in deeper debt. And basically, as Webster Tarpley says, that means no hope of any recovery whatsoever in the future.
Right. I mean, because, you know, that, because that money doesn't, is not going to, any, the building of technologies to help clean, clean anything or do anything good. It's going to go fund, it's going into the richest pockets, to whoever, it's going to be going into Al Gore's pocket because he freaking invested in carbon credits. People are gonna, rich people are going to get richer off the backs of us again. You know, it's going to be a stimulus for them. So we're going to be, we're
speaking of mind control.
We're going to be paying taxes because we breathe.
Al Gore's movie, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know, blurring the line between fantasy and reality. Did you see the video I just posted of We Are Change confronting Al Gore?
When did you post that?
Just this morning about Climate Gate. These activists confront him at a book signing in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to flee.
Right. I mean, okay, well, I mean, let's get back on topic. What is predictive programming? Predictive programming is a subtle form of psychological conditioning provided by the media to acquaint the public with a plan societal changes to be implemented. If and when these changes are put through, the public will already be familiarized with them and will accept them as natural.
Yeah, well, we are on topic because it's in a clip, actually, that I'm working on for YouTube that I'll release after the show. Al Gore actually appears in a number of television series like 30 Rock and a bunch of other shows where he propagandizes his global warming message. So that is predictive programming right there, you know, and product placement at the same time, if he's talking about his book, for example. But yeah, I mean, it's the idea that TV and culture and the media, magazines, etc., should all be used and directed towards the formation of public opinion.
Right. I mean, and you become like the foremost expert at of predictive programming, in my opinion. You actually find a lot of clips like the clip from The Lone Gunman you found, and the clip from The Simpsons with that the 9/11 on the magazine.
Yeah, that just blows me away to this day. Absolutely.
I mean, they
somebody up during the street action the other day. You know, he just sent me an email, my buddy Dan, who appears in one of these videos I'm about to release, basically talking about, you know, my film hit him like a ton of bricks, because he already knew about the explosions and stuff like that, but this film really just widened his understanding of you know, predictive programming, the mind control, the psyops, psychological operations, the info war, like what it is and how it's being carried out right now.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the New World Order uses predictive programming because in their mind, if they're calling their move, their next move like a wrestler does, it gives that spell power because it makes the people believe that there's nothing they can do about it. That it's already been predestined, preordained. And
I'm making videos of our street actions and interviews with people and all sorts of other videos where we take the stuff that we talk about and we see on the internet, like these images from Deez Illustration, all these satirical images, and we take those memes and we take those images, those icons and symbols, and we manifest them from the internet into the real world and give them, you know, just give the flyers to people's face it. That video is going to be coming out where we talk about Climate Gate, and basically, you know, I made a flyer, two-sided flyer of Al Gore blowing fire, and then the other side is, you know, him as the preacher of the climate religion, and, you know, just hand them out to people, give people images, because people are very visual, and if you can give them a picture that speaks a thousand words, you basically convince them on a whole thing.
Well, that's
that
That's the thing. I mean, if you want to get a point across, it is, you're right, it is visual, because I actually read this paper on
it's like counter programming,
which is a higher bandwidth that people receive either through their ears or through their eyes, and in this paper it says through the eyes is where people gather more information. They gather more information with their eyes.
These seem to be the two primary senses that the Illuminati or whoever you want to call them manipulates through their music and television.
Yeah, I mean, but usually it is through sight where people gather more information than through hearing. So, there you go. I mean, so yeah, so there you go. Visual images do work. You there?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, okay. It just got really quiet and I got nervous. Like, oh shit, they fucked them up again. So, we got, predictive programming. What examples of predictive programming do you see? I mean, in your opinion, I mean, like, talk about your movie. What examples do you have in your movie and in the extras that are coming out?
Well, it's amazing. First of all, let's define our terms a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Predictive programming, as it concerns my movie, 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, is all about the insertion of these numbers, 9/11, and the idea of the Twin Towers getting attacked or destroyed. So we see those concepts a lot in an alarming number of media, like comic books, music, CD covers, movies, and it's all there to program us that this is going to happen, this event, and then people say, oh, well, you know, they didn't know about it, the government didn't have any idea, they couldn't stop it. Well, really, not only did they know about it, but these movies actually were put out in the early 90s as we led up to 9/11/2001. That were increasingly dealing with the destruction of the World Trade Center. And not to mention, in movies where the World Trade Center appears not being destroyed, but it appears in very symbolic shots or situations, those resonate the World Trade Center's iconography as a cultural symbol that cuts across languages, and you know, these two towers is something that everybody can understand. It's a very visual, striking image. Alex Jones once referred to the World Trade Center as America's two front teeth. That's a very, you know, quick way to sum it all up. Basically, you know, these towers are being used in many of these films, pre-9/11 films, as precursors to the 9/11 attack, saying, you know, this is going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen.
Okay. Alrighty, so, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, Kicking the Issues in the Balls. Please, take a quick listen to this, before we go into break, this is, a little public service announcement I made. To open your eyes, so take a listen.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens' Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel.
apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood.
Stop breathing into the mic.
Prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiary. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen! Very nice. How much? Yes, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Kicking the issues in the balls.
Yes, exactly. We got we have Christy in the room. How you doing, Christy? So misinformation. They use misinformation to control the minds of people. What is misinformation? Misinformation is information that is incorrect, also known as disinfo. The media spreads disinfo like the recession is over, or climate change is your fault, or change through Obama to inspire a false sense of security. I mean, so, wow, wait, why did you laugh?
Well, Obama, I mean, and I was going to mention this during predictive programming, but the
right.
pledge commercial, stuff like that is basically there to condition you to, you know, hail Obama, you know, hail Satan.
Mm-hmm. Obama, 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 Obama. Yeah, I mean,
instead of discussing, the guy from the Chili Peppers even kisses his biceps and says, I pledge my life to Barack Obama, and he kisses his biceps.
Wow. That's scary as hell. That really is scary,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, really, it really is. And then, and you know, Oprah, who financed Obama, she's a huge mind control guru. She's definitely into the occult. And,
oh, goodness, she has
you know,
her own...
She's at these Bilderberg meetings basically calling for world government and depopulation. So,
oh,
yeah,
she's also in the Belizean Grove.
Oh, probably. Of course.
Oh.
She's one of the most powerful women in the world.
Yeah, I mean, look, and she has her own religion where they don't believe in Christ. I mean, I don't know where you are religiously, Glenn, but, I mean... When
Christ as in what? As in the soul?
As the Savior. I mean, the fact that you have people like Jay-Z saying, oh, there's no... Christ can't save you. They're really attacking their competition. Whether you believe in that sort of thing or not, they fear Christ.
Well, I believe the concept of the Christ exists in all of us. We really are good by nature. It's just that these externalities, this material world, is being manipulated by these secret societies is making us bad.
Right. In fact, let me see if I can find something on Oprah's religion. The Oprah religion controversy. She actually has her own thing going on here. Oprah has a new passion, the New Age movement, which she is promoting. Oprah identifies herself as a Christian. She told her television audience that she believes that God is love and that God is in all things. And with that, the search for something more than doctrine started to stir within me, she said. In the course of her statement, she met Marianne Williamson in one of her book promotion tours, A Course in Miracles. She's guested in Oprah's show and she got sold. Oprah said the principles of A Course in Miracles can change the world. On January 1st, 2008, Williamson began teaching A Course of Miracles on Oprah's XM satellite radio channel. Beginning January 1st, 2008, Oprah and friends will offer a year-long course on the New Age. This is not exactly what I'm looking for, but Oprah's Church. Yeah, wait.
What was the original topic that we swayed from?
My bad. Misinformation. So we're good.
Well, maybe Oprah can take the spotlight now that Al Gore has been exposed.
I'm only kidding.
They're all bad.
Yeah, they're all bad. They all suck. Oprah, okay, the church of O. Get the fuck out of here. The Church of O. The Church of Oprah. Oh, shit.
The Church of O. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, get the... No, that's still the most hilarious thing you ever did at a street action, though. Seriously. Okay, I guess this is just to make fun of her, but this is like the best thing we could find here. The Church of Oprah in Unicyclopedia. The Church of Oprah has stood as a cornerstone of modern American society for many years. As a pioneering religion, the Catholics denied the Church of Oprah as a religion. This angered the followers of Oprah, otherwise known as Oprians. The Oprians then waged a long and bloody war on the Catholics. oh, this is just fucking hilarious, but this is, you know. But no, she really does have her own damn religion. She's so fucking rich that she started her own goddamn religion.
Yeah, the primary means that these people spread their misinformation and lies through are these cults or, yeah, you know, self-help groups, whatever you want to call them. The climatology movement, eco movement, the Scientology, you know, all these fake money scam cults.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean,
for God's sakes, Tom Cruise, if he really believes in all that Scientology stuff, you know, it's just crazy some of the crap they believe, that Xenu, some alien, created everything, or it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, okay, spiritual icon. In 2002, Christianity Today published an article called The Church of O, in which they concluded that Winfrey had emerged as an influential spiritual leader. Since 1994, when she abandoned traditional talk show fare for more edifying content, in 1998, when she began Change Your Life TV, Oprah's most significant role has become that of spiritual leader to her audience of more than 22 million mostly female viewers. Wow, this is so with our topic. I can't believe I freaking anyways, she has become a postmodern priestess, an icon of church-free spirituality. The sentiment was seconded by Marsha Z. Nelson in her book The Gospel According to Oprah. On this season premiere of Winfrey's 13th season, Roseanne Barr told Winfrey, "You're the African mother goddess of us all," inspiring much enthusiasm from the studio audience. The animated series Futurama alluded
Can for... Can you imagine the audience sucking from Oprah's titty like she was the mother goddess?
I would freaking... You know what? The only way to destroy Oprah is to shoot a missile through her exhaust valve. It's a...
Wow.
Did I just make a Star Wars reference and calling Oprah the Death Star? Yes, I did. Enjoy. Bitch! Oh man. So wait, I'm really trying to find this because I remember she did. Okay, another controversy in 2008 occurred when Winfrey endorsed author and spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle and his book The New Earth: Awakening Your Life's Purpose, which sold several million copies after being selected for her book club. During a webinar class in which she promoted the book, Winfrey stated, "God is a feeling experience and not a believing experience. If your religion is a believing experience, then that's not truly God." Frank Pastore, a Christian radio talk show host on KKLA, was among the many Christian leaders who criticized Winfrey's views, saying, "If she's a Christian, she's an ignorant one because Christianity is incompatible with New Age thought." I don't know. This is not. They're not even hitting the right. I'm gonna have to do. Alrighty. Future show exposing Oprah's bullshit. That's it. Future show. Attacking the Oprah. You down? Who's down?
Let's go back to 9/11 for a minute, because exactly, that's something that is chock full of misinformation. I mean,
right?
What about the Harley Davidson guy with the cap on? You know, the surprise eyewitness right on the street talking to the news people right after it happened, saying, you know, well, the building clearly fell apart because of the terrible fires, and so that's how the official story was born. Some guy in a Harley Davidson cap on television lying.
Hey, you know what? It's nothing like the guy in the Teletubby shirt saying that some retard burnt down the Reichstag building back in the day. No? Yeah. You know, hey. People in silly shirts are usually the one.
Sorry, go ahead.
People in silly shirts are experts, is what I learned about on 9/11.
Yeah, so. I mean, the National Geographic hit piece that they did, Science and Conspiracy, recently, at the end of August, right before 9/11, was pathetic. I mean, the first thing you see is Nico Haupt and his partner dressed up as Puff the Magic Dragon wearing a green Afro costume. It's just, you know, we're holding a sign that says no.
Fuck airplane. You, Ryan Rodriguez. That's his name. Fuck you, Ryan Rodriguez, you fucking crazy bastard. You fucking burnt your brain out on experimental medication.
Yeah, who shows up to the 9/11 anniversary holding a sign that says no airplane hit the building, first of all, and then dressed up in a lizard costume and wearing, you know, a party hat?
Yeah, it's just, God,
hello,
I mean, at least...
Misinfo.
Exactly, you know,
even if they aren't COINTELPRO working for the government, that is some bullshit right there. And don't get me wrong, I know Nico listens to this show. He said so himself during 9/11/09. He told me that he listens to everything we do, and he goes to our website all the time. So he's probably gonna listen to this, but it's on you, buddy. You know you're caught on video choking out We Are Change New York members on camera.
Yeah.
So you're a criminal. You've assaulted people. You're crazy. We're not the ones saying no airplanes. And so National Geographic has done itself a disservice by trying to mix us in with the crazy types.
Yeah. Thanks, Nico. I mean, seriously, if you even had any real evidence, any real freaking research that you've done, you wouldn't be carrying on like such an asshole. I mean, all this pageantry that he does, waterboarding himself, that just screams disinfo. No one wants to listen to you if you're waterboarding yourself dressed up as a fucking dragon at Ground Zero during an anniversary honoring the people who passed away, who shouldn't have passed away. They should be still alive. They didn't have to die.
Because people say, you know, 9/11 truthers think we deserved it.
Yeah, no, of course not.
They always try to say that.
I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm in this is because I believe that those people should still be breathing air. In one piece,
any more,
preferably.
Mind control topics that
yeah,
we haven't done yet?
Yeah, we got, the last one we got is damage control.
Oh, well, cool. That's exactly the perfect segue. Absolutely perfect segue.
Yes, damage control is a public relations practice to minimize or curtail damage or loss when a scandal is exposed, like the ClimateGate emails.
ClimateGate. ClimateGate.
Yeah.
By the way, each one of those coughs had a $35 tax on it.
Ah, shit. Because
I'm emitting carbon dioxide.
Why you do that? You can't... You know, we can't afford that type of shit going on here. You know, they're gonna fuck me in the ass with the taxes. Be like, yeah, you're
imagine every time you fart, you have to pay an exorbitant rate, and especially if you're roaming.
Jesus. No, well, the thing is, that's cool because Boost Mobile has unlimited $50 a month fart fee, so I'm good.
Yeah, unlimited flatulence.
Unlimited flatulence and poo. I could flush. I could flush if it's yellow, I could flush it down with the brown as well. I don't have to let it mellow anymore, which, you know, I feel a little bit more civilized.
Because of Obama, I pledge I will never shit again. I will just hold it in forever.
I swear to God,
to have a zero or negative carbon footprint.
You know what? I was like, when that, I forgot who said it. I think it was David Arquette. He's like, I pledge not to take as many showers. And I was like, you are a nasty motherfucker. You are one net. You know what? I swear to God, if you say, oh, I'm going green, that's why I smell like a fucking bum in August. And I got more cheese between my legs than a fucking crockery. Is that right? Is that a cheese making a crockery?
Something like that. Man, I guess. I don't even know, man.
Jesus, I don't, you know. It's just you
all
are
out of control.
Why,
you
know,
to come up with metaphors and similes to describe what's going on because it's just so over the top.
Fight the New World Order. Scrub your balls, all right? Your balls are clean! You know, that's how I'm fighting the New World Order, by keeping my balls clean. I'll even take a 1 hour shower and shave my nuts. How's that, right, Obama?
Any more, damage control before we get free discussion?
Blog posts? Exactly. What are the tactics they use? How do they dismiss it? Dismiss like a scandal as far as damage control.
Look at what Popular Mechanics did with 9/11. They just basically said, "Oh, it's too big to keep a secret." You know, it's implausible that it would be an inside job because it would require so many people to be in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's damage control right there, saying, "Oh well, just don't think about it. It's ridiculous. So don't even question it."
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes they'll just outright lie. Like when it came to the climate change emails, they're like, "Oh, those weren't real emails. Those are not real." Or they'll just say, "Oh well, those, you know, that they'll try to spin it saying." Either if they can't make it a positive, like, "Oh, those were stolen," you know, the person that did it, he committed a crime, they'll try to demonize
exactly.
The other person. Yes.
That's what I was thinking about today. They want to call this cyber terrorism as an excuse to crack down on the internet.
Oh, man. We got Miguel. I think we got Miguel in the chat room. Miguelito. We got Miguelito in the chat room, so, yes, he is.
No, but I mean, think about the level. Oh, you know, these hackers are so evil because they hacked into a university. They're terrorists. You know, they're revealing sensitive information. What if the government gets hacked? You know, well, yeah, they're running scared because their operations are being exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
Just like the WikiLeaks with the thousands of pager files from 9/11.
Yeah, that was just hilarious. I mean, I love WikiLeaks. I would love to link up with WikiLeaks. Alrighty.
To lick him in the balls.
No, I don't want to lick him in the balls. It's just nasty. Don't be disgusting. All right.
Don't kick him in the balls. That's just wrong.
I'm not gonna kick him in the balls. They're doing the right thing.
Then
you
lick
know,
him
but
in the balls.
But I don't want to lick him in the balls because that's just nasty, and I'm not kidding.
It's just you have two choices, Louis. It's either the letter L. Or the letter K. But you gotta pick them.
How's about I leave the balls alone? That's an L word. Leave the balls alone. Leave their balls alone. I mean, look, I'm not being homophobic, but I'm not gay,
you can kiss their balls.
No, I don't want to kiss their balls. No.
Their butt.
But that's the thing. I mean, I'm not gay, and I'm not...
You can political pressure, just like Obama bows, like Max Kaiser compared Obama to a clucking bird. You know, one of those dunking birds that just bounces back and forth between the water? That's what he compared Obama to, exactly.
Huh. What the hell? I'm trying to call Miguelito and it's not working.
You know, that's mind control right there, man. You know, that's damage control right there. You know, Obama's just following protocol. He's just bowing because they bow in Japan. No, he bows to his puppet masters.
Miguelito, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
There we go. We got Miguel, a.k.a. Miguelito.
What the hell's going on with licking balls?
I don't know, man. This dude, he's trying to get me to do stuff and prove that I'm homophobic.
You know,
he's trying to get...
The opposition is saying that because of an interview that Louis did, he's a homophobe, when really, you know, that wasn't even the point of that interview, so I'm just cracking jokes about the opposition.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, I mean, and they're like, "Oh, you have a racist show. I'm going to report you." I'm like, yeah, a racist show that you've been on many occasions and enjoy coming on to.
A racist show?
Yeah, we have a racist show. Because I like to say nigga, spick, wop.
Well,
you know.
It's your fucking American right to speak whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, no.
I'm a fucking American, buddy.
Yeah,
New York,
I mean.
Colin Tunnel.
Yeah, no, apparently I have no freedom of speech because A, I didn't stick up for the homosexual community.
And Miguel, the whole point of the interview was to show how this lady is crazy because that's her only beef is with gay people, when really there's a host of other issues like the New World Order global government and this carbon tax that's being imposed on us that she doesn't even know about or cares enough to protest.
She must have a really small world.
Yeah, she does, and she does, and I'm like, and people are bitching at me because I had to, like, oversell it, because I said, oh, have you ever protested that faggot high school Harvey Milk? And, of course, I had to sell it like that, and then people are mad because I stuck up.
Yeah, you gotta play the game, you gotta be, that's, you know, just like people say, oh, Alex Jones is in bed with the Rothschilds, because he had the Rothschild son on. No, he had to be disingenuous and play along with his game so he could get him on and then call him out for his bullshit.
So yeah.
Well, let me just say that I thought the movie Milk was great.
And it does your body good?
Well, I mean, it
just don't have a cum stash.
Oh.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, here we go.
That would not be good.
Are you trying to get yourself protested as well with me? Are you, because, yeah, they're like, oh, we got to protest in front of your house. For what? What policy do I...
Sticks in our ass. When do we want it? Now.
I'm like, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, hey, we're queer, we're here. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care what you are, just...
I don't give a fuck. What policy do you think I'm setting that I warrant a protest? Oh, are you really that worried? Are you that worried that I'm, which I'm not even trying to do? I mean, you're not gonna see me becoming a activist in that arena, though. But I'm not gonna stop you for doing what you wanna do. But shit, don't fucking be shitting all over me when I'm trying to help you motherfuckers out. God damn, I mean, I hate these short-sighted motherfuckers. They don't understand what I'm trying to do. And a lot of people, they didn't even listen to the damn interview. They just pick it.
It was a fair interview. You gave her a chance. She's a complete moron, and you came off very good.
I mean, and that's the thing. And you know what? They only probably listened to, like, what, 2 seconds of it, and they're like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
They just heard someone say something that Louis is bad, and then they said, okay, yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, oh, damn, all right.
I heard. I mean, that's damage control right there, how we basically get, you know, rumors and gossip to fight each other instead of focusing on defeating these evil banksters.
So, yeah, I mean...
You could have been saying something sarcastically, and they would have just heard that and would have been like, oh...
Exactly.
He's a homophobe.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And here's the shit. The person that's attacking me the worst...
Yeah.
I hang out with him. I've hung out with him on the past, and whenever he comes to New York, I'm like, yo, are you coming through? Yo, come through. Yo, if I'm homophobe, why am I hanging out with a gay person? I mean, come on. Why, just so I could say, oh, well, I have a gay friend? I mean, come on.
Is he gay?
Yeah, he is. Major.
Major.
Let's,
Major League.
Got a caller on the line. Do you want to go into, like, some of the blog news, like, commentary? Yeah,
let's do this.
Because you've been really just turning up the site, man. You've been working on it real hard. You got the logo coming out. You got the calendar on there. You got all the links nice and neat.
Yes. Yeah. You know. Yes. I mean, and also, if anybody, you know, I'm trying to help out a friend, Christy here. She's she sells Modifilan. What Modifilan is? Actually, Modifilan has been known to cure cancer. It freaking detoxifies everything. It cures cancer, detoxifies heavy metals, and it boosts the immune system. I've taken
can't. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, this is the voice of reason.
Yeah, shut up.
The mainstream media.
Yeah, I started taking it, which in my infinite stupidity, I stopped taking it because I thought it was too expensive. And now I'm looking at my medical bills, and I'm like, damn, compared to this, I should have been taking Modifilan and started taking responsibility for my own damn self instead of taking all these fucking medications that I really could have just cured myself.
Is there a website that people can go to get Modifilan?
Yes, exactly. You could go to truthbrigade.com/modifilan. You spell modifilan, M-O-D-I-F-I-L-A-N. I'm not making any money from this. I'm just saying this because, A, I love Christy. I've taken the product. I love it. In fact, really, I have a problem with my foot, and I started, there was a time that I didn't have feeling in a certain part of my foot. Now when I start taking this Modifilan, I was taking it 10 pills per day. That's like usually what they were taking, what I was doing my own research and said, for the first 3 months, you take 10 pills per day, and along with this other thing, because what Christy does, she also does, she's also a health consultant.
Nice.
So she'll like coach you into getting yourself healthy, and she sells the Modifilan for $27 a bottle, and that's plus shipping. That's not shipping included. That's plus shipping. Definitely check it out. I mean, she is also mytrueessence.net. She actually made me this oil. That actually within like 15 minutes, my knee was loose. My knee was tight. It was nice and loose. I was like jumping and like feeling. It was like feeling gravy. And she makes it from all natural ingredients. Nothing synthetic. She makes it in her kitchen. She's like, that's how natural. It's like, so it's like it feels great, and it smells wonderful. She does that. So mytrueessence.net, definitely check it out. And she actually on her show tonight, she's gonna be answering questions about health and stuff. And also, if you like smoking, she has organic tobacco that she grows herself, and herbal smoking blends, healing and massage and medication oils. And she grows.
That's a true hustler right there. Sure hustler.
Yeah, she's like the Rick Ross of natural medicines, because every day she's hustling, every day she's hustling, every day. You know, so definitely, I mean, tell your friends, definitely start taking Modifilan. Modifilan is fucking fantastic. Her oils, I'm telling you firsthand, her oil highness, yes. She is the queen of the healing oils, the healing oil arts. I'm telling you firsthand, Modifilan works, her oils work,
her oil highness with happy.
Well, yeah, you know, I have used them for that as well. I mean, it makes it feel great. Makes my balls smell great too.
She's a big girl now. She said it's her first show that she's doing solo.
So definitely check her out. You know, I play the commercials. I play her commercials on the show often. If you want to listen to her, you could definitely check her out, her stuff on.
Well, if she wants to call in, she can do that too. We're talking about mind control.
Yes, I mean, she could call in. Just go to crackshotradio.com/other-shows. We have her player and her chat room there, so people could just go there and listen. You could just click the friends link if you're on the page already. Tonight's show is about herbs and essentials for natural healing. So
you could just turn on the TV, pop open the beer, and enjoy Obama.
Yeah, and slowly die a painful death because you took a vaccine that you shouldn't have taken. So, I mean, if you want to call in her show, it's on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The number is 512-879-3805. Again, she's one of my closest friends. I love her dearly. I really do. She's never steered me wrong. She really hasn't. So, definitely head up her Modifilan. It's True Brigade. truthbrigade.com/modifilan, and you spell Modifilan, M-O-D-I Modifilan. That's Modifilan. And right, and that's also
plug there.
Yeah, no, and also mytrueessence.net.
That was almost as long as a commercial break.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
A lot of love was spreading here. Seriously, though, check out our sponsors as well, because we are spreading all over the internet, the videos we're posting, the comments. By the way, a lot more original written material coming soon, I promise. I'm working very hard on releasing some new YouTubes, but... yeah, crowdshotradio.com is the website.
Exactly. I mean, definitely, yeah, we also have a lot of sponsors. So far, I'm very happy with logonerds.com, $27 for a logo.
Yeah, I sent you my response about that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing... Oh, I actually asked them to revise it. You know, because just wanted to know what changes to be made, because you know, we kind of need like a logo, a symbol, more than a like a symbol type of logo than something
right,
like
right.
that. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, we'll continue working on that. Why don't we fire out that number and or take a break?
Yeah, we're gonna take a break. This is here's the number if you want to call in, and then afterwards we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues in the in the nuts. And if you don't like the way I talk, please feel free and fuck off. Jesus, I don't go to your place and fucking say, oh, you know, I don't agree with you. Don't come fucking with me. Damn.
Call the Crotch Out Radio Show now at 724. 444-7444. Call ID 23980.
This segment of the Crotch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Out Radio Show sent you.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out for.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Whether you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.
Agreed.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's out to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
Yes,
we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
One pissed off Puerto Rican, tired of all the bullshit and lies, started a radio show, determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now, here's your host, Louis B. Radio's Loudmouth Spick. Happy holidays.
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Yes, that's the Christmas opening. I forgot to break it out today. So, welcome to the Crash Out Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. Today we were exposing mass mind control and the shit that they use to convince people to do whatever they want. We're gonna start.
Doing
Part
two on Wednesday.
Yeah, part two. Actually, yeah, it's a good thing. Thanks for mentioning that. We're gonna be talking about the music industry, what they do for mind control. Jay-Z, you're gonna get kicked in the nuts. I'm sorry, dude.
Good clip actually before the show. I'm gonna have to forward that to you, but it's amazing where they basically admit that they're all into all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Rihanna and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye. And all their names sound kind of similar, too, if you think about it. They're kind of, like, magical, almost.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to get Vigilant Citizen on. Goodness, we've been trying to get him on for years. Yeah, no, I'm trying. Jesus Christ, he won't come on. I don't know. He don't email nobody back. But anyways, this is we're going to take a quick musical break. This is Ill Bill with his song.
Yeah.
Ill Bill.
Society
Ill
is brainwashed.
Ill Cannibal.
Bitches.
Yes, this is the most dangerous weapon alive.
Mm-hmm.
named Gutter Slut, talking to a paraplegic about violence. The dude's wheelchair to the fire pit. Nihilist becomes a tomb. Executioner becomes obituary. Birth the king's a doom. Earth becomes Black Sabbath, turn Ozzy to Dio. Surgeons fuck that plastic, turn Cosby to Dio. Jody Foster's army, Miss Reagan. James Brady got sprayed quick fast like he played for Satis. Nuns have no fun, homie, that's Melissa. Don't break the oath, you'll be tortured by shadows that whisper. Satisfaction is the death of desire. My perseverance leads to the rise of supremacy, the quest for fire. Inventing the wheel, reinventing the steel. Kill switch a fixation of darkness, perception is real. Take is needed for pain, lack of almost everything. Slap a hand, half a gram of dope is so heavy, dude. The mind is the most dangerous weapon alive. Spin doctors operate behind enemy lines. Mind control, something you could potentially buy. The new holy war survived, you ready to die? The mind is the most dangerous weapon alive. Spin doctors operate behind enemy lines. Mind control, something you could potentially buy. The new holy war survived, you ready to die? You're a power slave somewhere in time. Peace of mind, keeper of the seven keys. The seven churches arrive under the sign of the black mark. Two megatherion. Under lock and key, tooth and nail, hellion. From the ashes of hell, hammer, morbid tales. No one ever really wanted my peace, war prevails. Shout at the devil, dogs of war, bark at the moon. The mob rules, heaven and hell, it's something y'all choose. From enslavement to obliteration. You for today are sick of it all in the war zone with pistols of God. Screaming out, lights, camera, revolution. From the wonderful folks who brought you Iraq. Here's the new execution, the malfunction, the regulator, the reignition. The fearless vampire killers on a mission. People crazy enough to think that they can change the world, do it. Kick down a motherfucking door, walk through it. The mind is the most dangerous weapon alive. Spin doctors operate behind enemy lines. Mind control, something you could potentially buy. The new holy war survived, you ready to die? The mind is the most dangerous weapon alive. Spin doctors operate behind enemy lines. Mind control, something you could potentially buy. The new holy war survived, you ready to die?
Wow, it just ends like that?
It's like the ending of The Sopranos.
Wow. It's like, damn.
Pop, pop, pop.
Damn, it just stops. It just like... It's like, you know what? Fuck it. No fade out. He must have did that shit on Audacity, and he doesn't know how to do fade out. But anyways...
Bill Bill's one of the best lyricists alive.
No, yes. Seriously, no. Are you ready to die, though? Because, I mean, what's next? Concentration camps as they openly start cracking down on anyone who... says or thinks or even does anything remotely a threat to them. I mean, anything that influences government is, quote, a threat.
That's what they got the FEMA camp set up for.
You don't even have to be an activist, per se. You just have to think something or do something, you know, whether it's on purpose or by accident, and bam, they got an excuse to torture you.
Hmm. Actually, I just got an IM on Skype from Kathy Meadows from My Mysteries Explored.blogspot.com. Check her out.
Is she calling you a homophobe?
No, she's not calling me a homophobe. She says, look up behavioral modification and stimulus response, and you will know what mind control is. It's what happens in an earthly plane, not about technology. So, there you go.
Ow!
So. Oh, man. Seriously, this shit, like, it really stressed me the fuck out. It's like, oh, how come you don't protect, how come you don't defend, gays? How come you didn't stick up for gays? I'm like, I'm not gay.
That's mind control in and of itself.
Yeah,
the reason,
you know.
That your dear leaders in the truth movement, you know, speak for you. I mean, sure, we can carry on certain, you know, arguments and we can represent certain issues, but ultimately you have to speak for yourself. If you're not seeing yourself represented properly, then you need to step it up instead of pointing the finger.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing. I invited, like I said, I invited three gays to come on to discuss their position, to discuss it. I even, you know, I was like...
can't discuss it. They have to catfight and claw because that's their nature.
Yeah, I mean, and then they're like, two of them got it. Two of them got the invitation, but one of them didn't. The one person that I really hang out with, he didn't get an invitation. I mean, common sense would tell you if this one of your friends got it, that you know, got an invitation for me to call in and talk to this chick... Common Sense will say, hey, I called you, and he's like, I didn't get shit. I didn't get it. And you know what? He does this all the fucking time. And you know what? I don't want to do the cheap shot and blame his disability. But I mean,
remember when you were telling me you were beginning to think that the gay agenda is a psyop?
Yeah. I mean,
if you look at all these commercials, man, it really is. That's another thing we could get into in the part two. There's a
and if I was to mention that,
did you ever see that one?
Yeah. No. Oh yeah, wait! Whoa! Like, when the Quiznos
gay.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is because if I don't fucking clarify, you're like, oh, you're homophobic, you're this, you're that. I'm like, okay, if the New World Order takes over, is known for taking over movements and perhaps starting them, what makes you think that the whole homosexual rights movement has been taken over and being steered in the wrong direction? I'm all for gays having rights afforded to allowed them under the powers of the Constitution, you know, having human rights. But I mean, when it comes to marriage, I can't comment on, okay, who should they have the right to marry or not? Because you know what? Who's to say? How come the government can say who has the right to get married or not? And what, in fact, for that matter, how come straight people need to apply for a license to get married in the first place?
Bullshit. We don't attack just one aspect of it.
I mean, it's like come on, you want me?
Exactly. Like when I'm talking to people about Obama, for example, and they're like, oh, so who would you rather have, you know, as president, or why don't you run for president? I'm like, dummy, we don't need a president.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we function very well without these Congress people and these corporate lobbyists and the rest of them.
I mean, but the real problem is you got one person stirring up the pot, and a lot of these people haven't even listened to the interview, or they took it out of context, and they don't understand where I was trying to go. They just hear certain words, and they're like, "Oh my God, he said faggot! Oh my God!"
It was about the fact that we're doing something important, and she has this narrow worldview. Period. End of discussion.
Exactly. I mean, and I had to act a certain way. I mean, and even Casper from I was having a conversation with.
Why would we attack gay people? Just logically.
Yeah. I mean, look. And it's no secret. It's not like I don't.
Attacking people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't believe in going out and beating up someone because they like to suck another man's cock. I'm not gonna waste my time. I don't endorse that. And if you do it, you deserve to go to jail.
In the interview, she's the one who comes off as the homophobe, and Louis is just playing her game.
I mean, how the fuck else am I supposed to keep her on the line? Keep her injured? I'm not even gonna lie about it. In order for me to get her on, I had to say, "P.S. We are not faggot enablers." In order to convince her to come on, or else if I would have said, "By the way, we're a gay-friendly show," she would have said no. In all actualities, we are a gay-friendly show because we don't judge. We don't. In fact, we call each other...
The people who need to be judged are these social engineers, these New World Order architects who want to control the whole destiny of humanity.
And here's the shit. I hate having to explain myself. I even hate when people just, like, even though I lay it all on the line, I come with all the common sense, they're like, "You're still a homophobe. Well, you shouldn't have done that. You know what? Why can't no one fucking respect my freedom of speech? How come I always gotta fucking respect everybody else's freedom of speech? Which I do. I'm like, fine. You can say this, say that. There's nothing I can't stop you. Yet the moment I say something that someone doesn't agree with, oh, we're gonna protest your sponsors. We're gonna get you shut down. I'm like, really? Really? And then you want me to actually respect your freedom of speech? Because it's shit like this that really gets me pissed off enough to, like, either say, you know what? Maybe I am a homophobe. maybe I am a racist. Maybe you know, you're going to piss me off to this point. I'm just going to start saying, fuck faggots. I'm really gonna get pissed off, and then I'm gonna come off like an asshole because I got people who I care about who are gay. But to expect me to defend.
Basically, here's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It all is a perfect segue into the last couple minutes of the show. Anyway, you ever see that clip I posted? Weed debates mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, you're weed and they're meth. They're coming off totally crazy, totally emotionally invested in a few particular issues when you're trying to really just do your own thing and stuff you're putting out there.
I'm saying they're attacking the wrong person because you know what? I took the responsibility on inviting three people to come on to speak their mind about that issue. They weren't available. Or one of them didn't get it, and now he's acting like I didn't send it. So, I mean, they're making this one person is making it a personal issue, thinking that I tried to do something against him when he was invited to come on. And what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to fucking send a smoke signal. I'm supposed to start keep calling him until he gets it.
I don't got. So, case in point, how are we? How are we supposed to save the planet if we can't even save ourselves and help each other out?
Yeah, I mean, what was that, Miguel?
What? Why are they mad again? Just because?
They're mad because
you were coming off as a homophobe.
Well, yeah, no, there's many. Okay, reason number one, because I said faggot, a faggot high school. I was sounded like I was agreeing with her, which in actuality I wasn't. I was trying to play a part to keep her on so that way she could expose her own ignorance.
Yeah.
And I even at the end of the interview I called her a crazy bitch for saying that for her views. At the end of the interview when she hung up, oh, she's a crazy ass bitch. Because every other news organization that she's been on, the host of the show immediately starts attacking her. This way, she's calm, she's relaxed, she opens her mouth, she says something stupid. Oh shit! She just fucking dug herself a grave.
Her own example, exactly.
You know what? And even she's like, "Oh, you've been sweet." She felt she trusts me enough. She opened up. I got her to open up. Not every other freaking news organization, news show that she's been on, been interviewed on, oh, you're anti-American, they immediately start attacking her. So people are upset that I didn't immediately start attacking her for her views, for her going to funerals of people who died of AIDS, which is horrible.
That is horrible.
Which is horrible, and I agree that's horrible. I think it's horrible that they protest dead soldiers as well. For you to go, I mean, look, as a Puerto Rican, I've been taught you don't disrespect the dead. You never disrespect the dead. You don't. It's wrong. It goes against everything I've been taught. Yes, I disagree with her when she does that. I disagree with her tactics. You know what? But come on. And then I say, okay, and I'm sorry, I probably sold it a little too hard. I probably sold it a little too hard, trying to gain her trust.
And the pressure. Anyways, look, I thought I would just mention the fact that we're fighting this total tyranny.
Yeah, I'm not...
You know, openly announcing that we can't audit the Fed, even though they're trying to in Congress. That's what's important, not homosexual gay marriage. I mean, do you really think anyone in the government thinks that's on the number one of their agenda? No, of course not.
They, and look, I'll be the first one to say that the government uses gay rights. They use that as a weapon to distract people while real shit is going on. You're being used. Your movement is being used. I mean, come on. But I can't also ignore the fact that when top gays or prominent gay people like Elton John say, you know, gay people shouldn't have the right to get married, civil partnerships are good enough. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Days,
and look,
at the highest levels, it's not just whistles that they're blowing.
In fact, I read this article I read this article from a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered blog for college students.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, half horse, half man.
The
spectacled, unicorned, bejeweled, hooved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. They even said like, look, because I disagree with the hate crime laws. I disagree with hate crime laws. It's and I looked at it like even they're saying that hate crimes against gays rose. That the hate crime laws are failing to deter hate crimes towards gays and bisexuals. And that was taken...
Coming from women who are jealous that all these gay guys are taking their cock.
Wow. Wow. That's Glenn Z. You could contact him at...
That's profound.
He's probably right away, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna... I gotta take a quick break. In fact, talk amongst yourselves. I got a phone call.
So, I will have a mini overtime.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
You hear about Hal Turner going to jail for saying that we should, what did you say, fill the streets with the blood of the judges from New Jersey?
Well, yeah. I mean, it came out that he worked for the FBI for 5 years.
Yeah. Now he's saying that he's doing the exact same thing that the FBI were paying him to do, and he doesn't know, he doesn't understand why they're locking him up now when that's what they told him to do in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. They get set up and then burned by their own masters.
Yep. So they said that he can do up to 15 years in jail for telling people to attack officials of the court.
Oh, very nice.
Daily News.
Alrighty, I'm back. How you guys doing?
And that's a perfect segue, because I was going to talk about the Max Kaiser clip where he defines kakistocracy, which comes from, you guessed it, the word for bad in Greek, kakis, which sounds like kaka or poo-poo. Basically, you got it right. It's a rule by the worst people. That is what a kakistocracy is. And so Max Kaiser basically points out how, you know, all these people who are really trying to have progress and social change and innovation, they're killed or stifled. Meanwhile, all the devils run amok, like Dick Cheney. You know, he had 5 heart attacks, but he's still alive.
Wow. How's that work?
Money.
What's amazing is, did you see that clip? It's like a 13-second clip of a guy trying to get the Canadian or French... news people to cover climate gate. He's holding up a flyer saying cover climate gate, it won't go away.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's I love culture jamming.
You know, the crazy thing about
we need
the
to see more of that, man,
because
that's mind control right there.
No one thinks that it's real. Like, they think climate gate is like some made up shit that conspiracy theorists are putting together. So I think the news.
Watching a compilation of vaccines, and there's this actual quote in there from some lady on MSNBC where she says, "Just there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just take the damn vaccine." And she says it with a smile.
Yeah, that's right. I seen that one too. On the show, she was actually taking it when she said that.
Yeah.
She was getting the vaccine.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh shit! I think I just it's kind of funny. One of our favorite debunkers sent me an IM with all the climate gate emails.
Oh, I posted a link of that in the chat room last show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for all the emails and the actual article.
All right, well, yeah, here it is. All right, let me put that in that chat room, and yeah, well, I'm gonna. Looks like I gotta.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of different crap on the blog over at crotchshotradio.com, as well as my site, We Are Change New Jersey. We mirror most of the stories. There's some good pieces up there by Robert Wanek doing some activism, Santa for 9/11 Truth. I thought that was good. He's doing a heads up because Christmas really is right around the corner. I mean, it's at the end of the month, but he is preempting the culture by culture jamming in November. So
yeah.
Good job, Robert Wanek. Also,
good job.
Some music videos. I Make Paper by the Federal Reserve. Thought that was particularly funny, so go check that out.
Yeah, also like to give a big shout out to my boy Chris, who is not taking, who when some of these freaking hipster motherfuckers in my neighborhood put up some shit about global warming, he'll write on their fucking artwork saying you're full of shit. So yeah, big ups to Chris. We had him on the show last week. If you guys remember, he's fucking...
You guys want to see culture jamming, you wait till you see these videos I'm coming out with, guys. Miguel, you too, you're in them.
Yeah, that's right. I can't wait to see those, actually.
Right.
When are you going to put those up?
Right after the show.
You're the man.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. So, yeah, we got that going. Yeah.
I mean, if you have nothing else to say, I want to actually read a little excerpt from this article that is at the top of our page right now on both websites. All right,
cool.
I actually just finished reading that article. I sent you a picture in a text message. I didn't realize that you had already put it up on the Crotch Shot Radio site.
Nice.
It's the same one. It starts off at...
It's funny because yesterday I was reading an article basically saying that Bush is... You know, they were trying to spin it, saying Bush disagrees with Obama. He's mad at Obama's big government programs, when really Bush was one of the biggest spenders who created this mess in the first
place.
Bush
is probably jerking him off right now with a smile on his face, telling them good job.
Hey, well, there are rumors that Bush is bi.
I think he's bi-human.
They don't call him Bush for nothing.
Oh. Hello.
But anyway, Bush starts out... Miguel?
I was saying the headline that I think I sent it to you was it says that Barack is actually Bush the Third. They're calling him Bush the Third, and this isn't the headline. hold on, I actually have a picture right here.
People are starting to get it.
It says here, so when did hope and change become Bush the Third? A big ass picture of Barack Obama, and then that same article that that I believe it's on the Crotch Shot Radio blog here.
Yeah, let me just read an excerpt from this. It's at the top of our page. If you go to one more time, that is We Are Change New Jersey, spelled all the way out. WeAreChangeNewJersey.org or CrotchShotRadio.com.
Ow!
People are really starting to get it. You know, they're really, as Louis says, they're starting to see Nigga Charlie for who he really is.
Yeah, he is Nigga Charlie.
Because he's screwing us over and basically getting away with it off the backs of his own people. I mean, he is a betrayer. You know, he's not for black people. He's not for white people, even though
he's
half and half.
He's for the banks.
He is, he's for Wall Street. He is for the European Union. He is for the New World Order. And people are really starting to get it. What's really amazing about this article to me, before I read it, is the fact that, as I said earlier, it's yesterday they were saying a pro-Obama article, saying, you know, how Bush and Obama are different, even though they're not. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, well, they're exactly the same. So amazing change in consciousness overnight.
Right. There's this, I've been talking about silver, about buying silver, and I was actually surprised that I found this in the New York Post, besides using it to wipe my ass. So I decided to read it. there was this article, Hi-Ho Silver, Up and Away, by James Altucher. Other white metal appears set for a gallop.
Oh yeah, I saw that actually.
Yeah, so I was about to wipe my ass with it because we ran out of toilet paper, and I thought, hey, 50 cents is a lot cheaper than toilet paper, and it's more. I feel the New York
a little bit of an inky ass afterward.
Well, you know, hey, New York Post is more. Hey, you know what?
A little bit.
Yeah.
In a soft place, later, man. It's kind of rough.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I do that. I do that. I do that. So, but
it's
I do find
York
that
daily wife,
yeah.
baby wife.
Yeah, I do feel the New York Post is a lot more absorbent than the New York Times. So,
I'll be right back.
So, but anyways, yeah, I found this article. Why do people buy gold and forget about its paler and lonelier cousin silver? You can't use gold for anything other than jewelry, which is, okay. Okay, there's gold teeth and gold kryptonite, the little-known element that will permanently zap Superman's powers. People buy gold, known in some circles as the panic metal. Rather than see a therapist if they are worried about nuclear tensions between Iran and Israel, they buy gold. If they fear that the housing meltdown is going to infest the world for years, causing the world's fiat currency, the dollar, to collapse, they buy gold. Here is what I like about silver as a long-term investment instead of gold. It's got a 1-2 punch. Not only is it a precious metal like its big brother, but the bulk of demand for silver actually comes from its industrial uses, batteries, dentistry, and as an electricity conductor. Silver even has antibacterial qualities, which is why surgical equipment is often made with silver, and why 2,000 years ago whenever a ship went on a long voyage, they store water and food in silver vessels. It is the health feature of silver that's probably led to the various myths surrounding the metal. For instance, it takes a silver bullet to kill a vampire. Well, and werewolf. For each of the past 15 years, demand for the silver...
Oh, I just went to jail.
Woo! Ow! Be careful, the Department of Homeland Security is a lot more scarier than the gays.
Exactly, and that's the only point you were trying to make. Continue.
Yes. For each of the past 15 years, demand for silver has outpaced the amounts of silver mined that year. To meet the demand, the rest of the supply comes from melting down jewelry or from governments selling on the open market. The U.S. used to be the biggest seller of silver, and that's how the world would meet its annual hunger for the precious metal. But guess what? The U.S. government ran out in 2004. Oops! Assholes. Seriously, they're assholes. So...
So they're basically now bashing gold.
Well, I mean, look, gold is a good investment. Gold is always going to be a good investment. It's just, now it's just going to start going high. But like I say, if you can't afford gold, get silver. At least you will have a precious metal to back to exchange your currency for, you know? And in my opinion, silver will be is a lot easier to trade than gold is. But
or
definitely,
hey, how about you sell that action figure collection you've been developing forever, or you know, sell your magic card. You know, if you're holding on to some goods that you've been accruing for quite some time, now might be a good time to sell them and trade them in for cash. You know, if you have a CD collection or whatever.
Yeah,
collection.
I mean, really, at this point, you know, I'm saying you got like a year, few months to a year, to start converting your money, or at least some of your money, to silver.
And
here's the thing: I try to buy a little bit of gold. Shit, they make you jump through fucking hoops to some of these fucking precious metal companies, man. They want this, they want that. They fucking make you like.
Pull
your pants down. But so
next time, I just wanted to close out the show with this comparison between Obama and Bush, because there really is no difference. Miguel, is that you? You're back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. So basically, to finish out the show, it is now totally mainstream.
Yes.
You know, it's almost the end of Obama's first year, and it's now totally mainstream that Obama equals Bush. So the headline, President Obama is looking like former President George W. Bush with Afghanistan plan, by Mike Lupica.
Mm-hmm.
There was a press pass at the bottom of a drawer from St. Peter's College saying, "Change we can believe in," written in gray, big white, and blue letters. It was the first time that I had ever seen or heard Barack Obama in person, and I had heard the highest language and ideals that we have gotten from a candidate for president since Robert F. Kennedy. We are at a defining moment in history, said Obama.
Right.
That's what I think about that.
Oh, my goodness.
He said that in Jersey City, right? We are at a defining moment in history, said Obama. Now, nearly 2 years later, Obama is president, and Tuesday night, he isn't in a basketball court in Jersey City. That's actually what made me, what caught my eye about this article, the fact that they mentioned Jersey City.
Yeah.
So, he's not playing basketball in St. Peter's College. Instead, he is giving speeches to the whole country from the United States Military Academy, using West Point like the backdrop of a movie set. Total mind control, exactly what we're talking about today. The speech isn't about change that he talked about as a candidate. The speech is not about the audacity of hope. The speech is expected to be about hopelessness. As the president perhaps talks about increasing troops in Afghanistan by as much as 50% over the next year and a half. So somehow he is expected to outline his exit strategy at the same time. And the article says, sure he will. So I'm just going to stop it right there because it goes on and criticizing, you know, how come we didn't capture bin Laden when we had the chance because, you know, they still act like 9/11 wasn't an inside job, that it was carried out by a bunch of goat herders.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm here trying to milk my fucking goat and you just talk on it. You just blew up my fucking house for what, you son of a bitch?
That's Indians, man. That's Indians.
I can't do an Arab. Go with it. Use your fucking imagination.
If I flew a goat into the World Trade Center, would it collapse?
No, but I think, but that would just be, that would just be a waste of food. Arabian night, like Arabian day, it's hotter than hot.
Did you know there was no flying carpet? It was all holograms.
Wow, really?
All right, now we're just going crazy. Anyway, I'd like to thank Louis for hosting the show, for saying no to the New World Order, for setting up the website, which he allows me to so graciously post on. Miguel for listening, of course, and for participating. And, just fight the New World Order, get the information out there. The choice is yours, now or never.
Exactly. Definitely come back this Wednesday where we're going to be talking about the music industry and their mic control practices. Friday, I'm going to be playing some music. It's going to be open discussion. We're also going to review the interview with Shirley Phelps Roper. And also, I'd like to thank all the guests.
I'm surprised
Miguel.
People didn't come after you for our interview with James David Manning calling you a birther, because we clearly made it clear that we do not believe that in the interview, and we continued to ask him to clarify his position. But anyway, if you don't believe us, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. If you fuck the New World Order, and if you don't believe us, fuck you too. This has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, hey, if you don't like me, I'm just saying, this is not the tagline, but hey, if you don't like me, if you don't like the way I do the show, if you don't like the way I talk, fuck off.
Ow!
Jesus Christ. Hope you're all right.